Exercise 5, page 48. Listen to Julian talking about his views on imprisonment. Write a short text about what he has to say.
The thing about prison that scares me most is the male rape issue. That seems pretty horrific, very painful, I should imagine. And yeah, the bullying. I would steer clear of crime just to steer clear of prison. Horrible place. I believe that prison does not work in many ways. I think it encourages crime more than it prevents it, because people can be put in prison for 2 years for, I don't know, beating someone up or robbing a bank or something like that. And they would meet other prisoners and they says, "Oh, what are you in for? Oh, armed robbery, what about you?" I said, "Oh, all the same." And they can talk to each other about their crimes. It's like, "Oh, you went wrong by doing this. I never did this." And they learn ways to get around things. So when they come out of prison, they go back to being a criminal and trying to be a better criminal. And they think, "Ah, I got around this time. I got away with it." And then they do crimes again. And then they'll go rob bigger banks or bigger buildings and come across better security, and then they might have to be violent towards someone and then end up back in prison again for slightly different crimes because of what they learned in prison the last time. And some people, they've been in prison for so long and get used to the routine, they come back out and they can't cope with being in the real world because there's no one telling them what to do, there's no one telling them when to eat and when to go to the toilets and all that sort of thing, and there's no one locking them in the room at night, so they just commit a crime so that they're sent back to prison again. I'm big fan of community service, where they have to repair the damage that they've done or pay back the money that they've stole, things like that, and wearing uniforms which the public can see, oh, they're a community service person, they're no good, keep away from them. That kind of humiliates them, and they're seeing ordinary people stay away from them, and that should prevent them from committing crime again once they've got to the end of their community service. If you've seen the movie A Clockwork Orange, it's a very extreme example where they change the human mind so that any thoughts of criminal activity of what they used to do before would make them violently sick and ill and roll around on the floor in a fit. And I think that's an extreme example, and I don't think it's right to tamper with the human mind, but that's an alternative which isn't really viable, but neither is prison, so there's no easy answer to it. But community service is far better. But rapists and serial killers and people that beat up people for fun, I think should be locked up because they are a danger to the public and they should be kept out of the way. There's also a good Hollywood example, Escape from New York, where New York is just Manhattan Island, right, that is just all fenced off, and they drop criminals onto the island and they have to fend for themselves. I think for murderers and certainly people that are going to be in prison for much of their lives, just drop them on the island and let them fend for themselves.